KDBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Dave Packer. Serious questions about the health of Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The 81-year-old freezing up, seemingly unable to speak as he took questions from the media. McConnell been able to resume, but it's the second time in recent weeks that he's frozen in front of reporters. In July, he was apparently unable to speak for 20 seconds.
Are you good? Mitch?
In both cases, McConnell's staff said the senator had felt lightheaded. This time, they said he would see a doctor before his next event.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. A building tragedy in Johannesburg, South Africa. Some 73 people killed and counting in an abandoned apartment building fire. At least seven of the victims were children, the youngest around a year old. Authorities believe all were squatters. No cause of the fire yet. A key inflation gauge showing a bit of an increase last month. The Commerce Department says consumer prices were up 3.3% compared to a year ago. This is ABC News. Warnings about gusty winds and low humidity across the Hawaiian Islands, setting the stage for the possibility of more wildfires just weeks after the devastating fires on Maui. And as communities there work to recover, there are still questions about getting schools open.
Some students have transferred out of Maui to other schools in the state. And some students have, and families, have moved to the mainland.
Keith Hayashi, the head of the State Department of Education. Labor Day may be a couple of days away, but the travel crush is almost here.
Travel by car is the preferred method of transportation this Labor Day weekend, according to AAA, with more people expected to hit the roads than last year. The good news for drivers is gas prices appear to be leveling off just a bit, the national average hovering about $3.82 per gallon. The busiest time to travel for the holiday is today between 2 and 6 p.m. Tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. you may also hit some traffic.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The Green Bay School District has new security measures in place. With the new school year starting in just a few days, returning students and their parents should feel safer after $1.8 million worth of security upgrades. The new Centegix security system was approved in February and has been installed in all Green Bay public school buildings. A few of the safety protocols include different color strobe lights indicating various types of emergencies, all teachers and staff suited with a button on their badges that when pressed at least three times alerts police. Green Bay Public Schools start September 5th. A missing toddler has been found by Appleton police. The APD says they were able to locate three-year-old Charlie Peoples. Appleton authorities worked with police in Michigan and have confirmed her welfare. Charlie was last seen with her grandmother Tuesday morning. There is an ongoing investigation with more details to come. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair at Sheridan Amusements. I work with the kiddie rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kiddie rides. I love putting smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bach.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Miss Anonymous. Good morning to you. You say what?
I say good morning, Earl. I have a question about, I agree with you about everything and all the situations you've brought up before with previous people, but what is the process if, let's say Mitch McConnell decides that he's going to step down. You said it affected other people's jobs. Is there a certain process that goes through? I'm not sure I understand would happen if he did step down.
Well, so what happens is other senators, I was reading this morning, will collectively come together and then basically, you know, say that he can't do this anymore. And then they'll determine who the successor will be. That's how it's done. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that since, you know, he's a Republican, that they're not going to, they're going to replace him with another Republican in that seat. And it's not going to really impact or affect, the power, and because Democrats kind of hold control over the Senate right now, barely. But what I mean by other people, that he's built relationships with over the decades, staff, all of the people who this powerful man has touched in all those decades that he's been in the Senate and around it. He carries a lot of weight, carries a lot of power, and so many of those people will have to begin all over again. You know, lobbyists who have connections to him and all those people. So, you know, they don't want to see him go because in many instances it means that, you know, they'll lose the power that they have.
Yeah. When I ask that is because I remember a few months ago with Dianne Feinstein, and I was reading about how she wanted, like, a certain person to take over. And then they wanted to put it up for like a special election. So she was holding on, not relinquishing or retiring. And I believe she ended up not stepping down.
No.
And how it had affected the vote because they were waiting or she didn't go and vote.
Well, no, she didn't step down. She's just not going to run again in 2024. But again, there needs to be, well, you know, be careful when I say that there needs to be term limits, because you look at a guy like Bernie Sanders, he's as old as Mitch McConnell. He's as old as Joe Biden. But Bernie Sanders is still functioning. Calvin, it's safe to say he's still functioning well, right? So when you say, so when we say, you know, we need to have term limits, people are all different. And so some can function at a higher level than others. So I want to be careful before I just say that they need to put term limits. Because, again, there's some who can function at a higher level. Anything else, Ms. Anonymous?
No, I guess just touching on that a little bit about, like, you know, to the layman, we're like required, or when we're in a business, okay, 65 or whatever age that we retire. So I'm wondering why it can't be that way.
Because
I'll
tell you the simplest answer. The people who are in those positions don't want to give those seats up. I mean, it's a great job. Those are great jobs. And the only way that they'll be, forced to give them up is if the people who are sitting in the seats decide that we're going to do this, and they're not going to cut their own throats. So nobody has any power to, create term limits for people who are in office, because the only people who can do that are the people who are in office.
Yeah.
Both Democrats.
For your perspective.
Both Democrats and Republicans.
Oh yeah, I agree. All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day, Earl.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning, Earl. It's a shame that this is happening, but something has to be done, because obviously his...
Did you see him?
His physical condition is...
Deteriorating. It's deteriorating.
Really, yeah. It's not fair to the citizens in Kentucky and to the rest of the United States. And, you know, the previous caller has mentioned about Dianne Feinstein. I think, again, you know, she doesn't even know where she is.
No. No, she's in a wheelchair, man. She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And hold on. Let me say this, though, David. Excuse me. I shouldn't say that she's in a wheelchair, as if people who are in wheelchairs, you know, can't function and can't do things. She's in a wheelchair because she's not, you know, paralyzed in any way, shape, or form. It's her, you know, she's gotten to that point in her age.
Yes. Yep. And we have to recognize as people, and you're absolutely right, you know, Bernie Sanders, in comparison, you know, he's still the fireball that he always
right.
is. You know, I don't see any cognitive decline. He seems, you know, maybe he's a little slower than he used to be, but as far as, like, maybe moving around, I can't say for sure. But there's no question that his mental capacity is certainly is still there.
There are other senators. David, there are other senators and Congress people who are approaching 80 who are still doing fine.
Yes. I personally feel, though, when we were talking about term limits, I do think, and I would say this, I think there should be, even with federal judges, circuit court judges.
Supreme Court judges.
Years,
Supreme Court judges.
I think 15 years, that's it. I think, because to your point, those are powerful positions. And when they're there, it seems like they're there for life. And I do think if you want to have turnover, that'd be one way of doing it. You know, regardless of age, you just say, when you get into that seat, you got 15 years or whatever it is, and that's it. You know, I'm sorry. Thank you for your service. Let somebody else have the seat. And that would get a little bit more turnover, because right now, we don't see that as much as we should, unfortunately.
Well, but David, but you're a bright guy. You also know that a lot of the reasons that they don't want to give up those seats is that a lot of people connected to them, right?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. And it's just somehow though, it's going to have to be pushed back. Like Tom from L.A. would say, you know, we are the people, and we have to, that's where it has to kind of start to maybe get the ball rolling.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go speak of, Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Speak of the devil, Earl.
No, I didn't want to say that. you said it, I didn't.
Exactly.
Hey, no pun intended.
Exactly. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We do have things. We do have term limits, actually, in our country. It's called elections, and we definitely need to vote out the people that are, not doing the job for we the people. But I will say, this is actually cruel. When you see that clip,
yes,
and his advisor or whatever basically is trying to cover up what's going on and make it look like it's normal. That right there almost made me more sad than anything.
Right.
And then on top of it, they're asking if he's running for re-election.
In 2026.
That's what that interview was about.
In 2026.
Is he running for re-election is what that whole press conference was about. And it was done in Kentucky. So I hope the people of Kentucky see that. If he is, I hope they, vote him out for sure. We definitely don't want to have short-term term limits, because then the lobbyists who are already there are going to fill the vacuum of the historical memory of what actually happens in Congress and what happens in the country, and then you just have a bunch of lobbyists,
right,
like you kind of do right now, running the whole show. So, I mean, there is something about having someone there for a while so they can actually learn where the bathrooms are and all that stuff. We all know it takes maybe 3 or 4 years actually to even get into a job and really get, start
right,
picking up your stride. But that being said, there's different types of 80-year-olds. There's different types of, people in terms of age. Dave just said, Bernie is a totally different situation than a Mitch McConnell or a, the guy from Iowa and also Dianne Feinstein. Now,
right,
I know with Dianne Feinstein that it doesn't happen where a governor gets to appoint another person. There's actually more to it, that if we do lose Dianne Feinstein, the Democrats, potentially could lose a seat. So I know that that's part of the reason why, she is sticking around. But she's not the speaker she's not the head of the Senate. Mitch McConnell is the head of the Senate, for God's sakes. And he's coming out and giving, speeches. Because I was very, very much against the whole idea of Dianne Feinstein staying in office. But then I had heard on the Tom Hartman show that there was actually a reason why she was staying there. And I changed my mind on it. I quit calling her office.
Hey, Tom, man, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. And Mitch McConnell is a minority chair. All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
In the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world
that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Aminakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the rewards club booth at Ho-Chunk Aminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 74. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 53 tonight. Mainly clear skies and quiet. High temperatures reach up to 81 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So on Monday, I'm going to be doing a live remote at the 2023 Labor Fest in Milwaukee. And, you know, it is a great event. 3,000 or more people will gather and march down to Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee and have a parade. And all these different unionized people will be there celebrating the importance of labor. Now it's a holiday, and so many people don't work on Labor Day, and many people don't know the origin or the purpose or the reason behind Labor Day. And so all they know is it's a day off. Well, as a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man in the earlier years of my life, I know the value of that. And so 50 years ago, 30% of the workforce in the nation was unionized. People wonder why we are taking advantage of the pensions that we got and the amount of money that we made and the homes that we bought and the savings that we were able to accrue and the overtime and all the benefits that we received from those 50 years ago to what things are happening now. And it explains why the middle class is gone. It's gone because they killed off unions. And it was the Republicans who killed off unions and who fought and pushed back against unions and who said companies could not afford anymore to share the wealth with its employees. I mean, in my life cycle, I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%. And that includes, you know, governmental unions. That means police, fire. You know, that means people who work for the government. You know, that's 11%, down from 30%. Now, police, fire, and those kinds of public unions and city workers and county workers, they still have those benefits. They still get those things. But what has happened is the private unions have gone down to 6%. And that's why people are not making a livable wage anymore, because of the unions are gone. And the fact that they destroyed unions, they knew what they were doing. And they turned many Americans against the unions. Well, they're for lazy people. The only people who want to work in unions are lazy people, and so I don't need a union. I can fend for myself, and the company's going to take care of me. Yeah, the company's taking care of people, all right. You know, zero benefits. Yeah, we had everything. You know, vacations, holidays, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, based on how the cost of things changed, inflation was built into our contracts. And if the price of things went up, cost of living allowances were all built into, you know, our contracts. And so people were able to live those good lives because unions. And even if you didn't work in a union, the people who worked in jobs that weren't unionized, their bosses had to, and their employers had to pay them a decent wage because the wages were so high from unions. But they did this intentionally. Those of us who were around, we saw it. We saw what took place, what transpired, and why the middle class of this nation is struggling now. They did it intentionally. And Republicans had a role in it, but Democrats as well. You know, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, you know, all those things, you know, occurred. And now you see where people are today. So Monday is Labor Day. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know there's somebody out there who knows what I'm talking about. 844-967-2789. I'm going to come back and we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We'll be right back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Serious questions about the health of Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The 81-year-old freezing up, seemingly unable to speak as he took questions from the media. McConnell been able to resume, but it's the second time in recent weeks that he's frozen in front of reporters. In July, he was apparently unable to speak for 20 seconds.
Are you good, Mitch?
In both cases, McConnell's staff said the senator had felt lightheaded. This time, they said he would see a doctor before his next event.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. A building tragedy in Johannesburg, South Africa. Some 73 people killed and counting in an abandoned apartment building fire. At least seven of the victims were children, the youngest around a year old. Authorities believe all were squatters. No cause of the fire yet. A key inflation gauge showing a bit of an increase last month. The Commerce Department says consumer prices were up 3.3% compared to a year ago. This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A Green Bay man faces several charges after beating his pregnant ex-girlfriend and forcing her into labor. Following the domestic disturbance, police arrested 24-year-old Mason Perrell after a standoff at a Shell station on Lombardi on the afternoon of Friday, August 25th. The 23-year-old victim gave birth to the baby, which weighed less than 2.5 pounds. Officials say the child faces a host of health issues. Perrell had just gotten out of prison a couple weeks earlier for abusing the same victim. The Brown County District Attorney's Office says Perrell faces almost a dozen charges.
A missing toddler has been found by Appleton police. The APD says they were able to locate 3-year-old Charlie Peoples. Appleton authorities worked with police in Michigan and have confirmed her welfare. Charlie was last seen with her grandmother Tuesday morning. There is an ongoing investigation with more details to come. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Novalee Phelps. I work at the fair Sheridan Amusements. I work with the Kitty Rides. I set up, tear down, wash them, and run them, make little kids happy. I run the raceway. I set it up, tear it down. I help with other kitty rides. I love to put a smile on kids' faces.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, you know, you think about it. It's amazing to me that there's so many people who don't get vacations, who, you know, don't have pensions, who don't have paid insurance, who don't get, you know, an opportunity to live middle class lifestyles anymore. And the reason is the unions aren't there. People work all year. They don't make a decent wage, and they can't get ahead. They're working just like we did, but they can't get ahead. And at the root of it is the fact that there's no organized labor that organizes people and brings people together and for the benefit of all. Individually, you stand no chance at all trying to take on major corporations in a asking for a decent salary and those kinds of things. No chance. So they killed unions. They destroyed unions. And before I come to you, Sharkey, I just wanted to say this. General Motors, the union, the UAW, is getting ready to strike General Motors. The power that unions had back in those days, they were able to shut down corporations collectively, not an individual. They would say, okay, you're not going to give us a reasonable portion of the profits when we're the people doing all the work. Well, guess what? We know our power. We know behind all of this is us. And so, okay, so we'll shut you down. And that was the power of unions. That was the power of the strike. We just saw that at UPS, where the truckers, the Teamsters, made it clear to UPS, as big and powerful as UPS is, well, we don't have any money to give you. The union said, oh, yeah, you do. And so the company said, well, we're not going to give it to you. The union said, well, let's see. On this particular date at this time, we'll shut you down. And the company tried to bluff them, and the company wound up saying, okay, we'll give you what you want. They didn't do that because they were benevolent. They did that because of the power of the union. That's what's missing today. The power of the unions, because the unions aren't there. Hey, my good friend Sharkey from Racine, how you doing, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for getting me on here.
Yeah, man, thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you. You say what, sir?
Yes, you betcha. You know, as a union leader in my world, it was a job to be proud of. I certainly was there for our people, and I was there for our people we serve. But, you know, the discussion you're giving right now is we should take our families on days like the Labor Day coming up and walk them around Bayview and go to the museum on the statues of Bayview, the Bayview Massacre right here in Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
And if they live in, yes, and if they live in Chicago, the Haymarket Massacre, approximately about the same time, I think it was 1886, approximately. And that would educate our children. But, you know, going back in all the years, I made it to the union president, and I took a lot of heat. I took a lot of heat. And matter of fact, I ended up on the front page of the Journal Times in Racine for charges of assault because of somebody decided to assault me 3 weeks after sixth-level back surgery. And so, of course, nobody was convicted. I was simply trying to get my union board right, and I got tossed. And I was a senior, one of senior officers, and it was tough. And I, it took a long time for me to recover. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, Sharkey, again, people the lack of unions in this country is what's at the root of the fact that the pay scale has not risen, right? Can you imagine in public unions, only 6% of these jobs have unions. When you and I were young, it was 30%.
What's interesting about this, and it was a hard pill to swallow, it was the comparables, though. Even though the police and the fire, you know, were protected, they were comparing their insurance and their actual benefits, and they were being cut in a sense versus the wage. The wages stayed union pretty much, but you know, they had to follow what the highway department was doing, the all the other different departments within the city or county, and it's still tough for them. And just the Mersin alone, I believe, in the last 2.5 to 3 years, they have lost, who left the department, over 200 officers. And that's scary. That is scary.
Hey, Sharky, man, thank you very much. Give me a call later on. All right. Let's go to CJ. CJ.
Thank you, Earl, for taking my call. I'm a proud union member of 3 unions. And it was wonderful for me. There is a difference between public and private. And yes, sending a package through UPS is now going to go up. And,
well, so,
you know,
so,
people
so
have
be
to
it.
Realize that.
So be
people
it.
People have to realize that.
Hey, CJ, the cost of living for people who work at UPS has gone up, right? So it's not their fault that, you know, you're a guy, you say you're a union, 3 different unions. I don't understand the first thing out of your mouth as a union man is the price of things are going to go up.
Well, it's going to cost more to send a package. You got to be real, Earl. Just like the cost of a vehicle. You try to buy a truck today.
Hey, CJ, let me ask you something. The benefits that you had from those unions were derived from people fighting to give you the benefits, the retirement benefits, and the other things that you got. It wasn't any benevolent company that gave them to you. Because I know that's how I lived, okay? That's how I was able to make the money that I made. It wasn't because of me. It was because of a collective in the union.
Can I say one more thing? You aren't going to like this, but you don't like a lot of what I say. But there's a difference between public and private. And in Madison, just like in Milwaukee, you know.
Wait, what's the difference between the public? What's the difference between the public and the private union, CJ, that you think you can educate me on that I don't already know? Go ahead. Try to educate me on that.
Can I just say the underfunded public unions in Milwaukee is the reason you have now a 2.5% tax is because they were underfunded. And here's an example of why. A firefighter or a bus driver here in Madison drove for 30 years. Well, his retirement is based on his 2 years of higher production. So these bus drivers were smart enough back then to work and make over $100,000. And it's based 80% of that for their retirement for the rest of their life. So there is abuse with the unions. There was abuse. I believe in them.
Okay, CJ, enough. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning.
I can't take it. Here's a guy who claims to have been in 3 unions, and he's talking about the abuse in the unions.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But, you know, you also got to look at the top end of all these companies that say, oh, we can't afford this. How much are those CEOs making? compared to the average worker in the company? I mean, explain to me what a CEO making $40 million a year does. Does he even crack a sweat? Or I mean, if he does, he's playing golf. I mean, you know, the comparison, like in Japan, they don't have these issues because the percentage between the lowest paid employee and the CEO is very small.
So, Tom, when I was working, it was 33%. The CEO made 33% more than what we made, right? So today, that CEO, as you stated, and Sandy always explains this with its eloquence, when they made the change, they start paying those CEOs in stock options as opposed to money. And that's what elevated it. But you're a union guy, right?
I am not, but I believe in the unions.
So why do you believe in the unions? So why did you believe in the unions?
I see what happened. When I was a kid, you know, I remember going to Jimmy's Grill across from A.O. Smith all the time with my father and seeing how busy that place is. All the truck drivers from Klein Cartage and all the A.O. Smith workers and everything in that place. And then they close and it's deserted now. You know, you don't see any of that anymore. I see the value of a union because, again, if the company, it's all about the stockholders, not about the individual worker. You know, we got to take care of the stockholders. Well, you know, Costco, the stockholders of Costco aren't real happy, but Costco almost doubles the wage of Walmart.
Yes.
I would much rather shop at Walmart, at Costco, than Walmart. Even if they're not union, at least they're paying their employees a livable wage.
Hey,
and
Tom.
I understand.
Hey, Tom, I'm one of those guys. I worked at A.O. Smith for 34 years. So I'm one of those guys you're talking about from back in those days.
You know, I remember all the frames stacked up and all that, and it was just Alice Chalmers and
Alan Bradley, American Motors.
Alan Bradley, all these big companies in Milwaukee, they're all gone. And you got people, places like Carrier, who Trump touted because, oh, they're not going to move their work down to Mexico. Well, they ended up doing it anyways. And they said, oh, the labor's too high. Well, that's just because the stockholders can't make enough money. So if we move it down to Mexico, yeah, it'll be cheaper to make. And everyone up here suffers because of that. But it's about the stockholders and the CEOs and the board. It's not about the employees.
Thank you for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 74. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows dip down to about 53. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, highs around 81. Temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I was a Wisconsin State employee paying my union dues prior to its demise in 2010 at the hand of Governor Walker. It provides me a sustainable living in retirement. And if people want an education in the benefits of unions, listen to Rick Smith on this station. Let's see, I think he's on from maybe 8 to 10 or 9 to 11. I'm really glad he came over to our side from the conservative side. And you do a great job, too, helping us to understand about unions. Thanks, Earl.
Hey, Mary, thank you as always. Really appreciate you. Let's go to KJ. What's going on, KJ?
Well, first of all, let me say I'm in favor of letting CJ call as much as he wants and let him talk as long as he wants. I enjoy CJ.
Well, you're in the minority, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just glad that you are allowing other people who disagree with you to have their say, and that's important. But the importance of union is, I think, somewhat self-evident. But I want to say a point that a lot of people miss, and that is unions actually help non-union employees that work in the same industry. Now, as you know, I work in the trade union, being a plumber specifically, but even the people who work in non-union plumbing, when our wage goes up, their wage goes up, because if not, we can go there and recruit their members and say, look, we're getting this much, these more benefits and more better wages over here. Come join us. Now, some don't want to join us for whatever reason. That's fine. It's a free country. But they can also use that as leverage to go back to their employer and say, look, I need a wage because I've got this offer over here, and they're offering me a pretty good wage and a pretty good benefit package, both retirement and health care. So unions not only help union members, they also help non-union members who work in the same industry. And that's a positive that's often overlooked by many people, whether you are union or non-union. That's a positive that's often overlooked.
So here's what I'll say, KJ. You're absolutely correct. Trades unions have not been impacted and affected because of the power of their unions. But you remember and you recall many other companies that weren't trade unions had unions, and that are all gone. And the trades, that's one of the great protections of the trades, is their union, the power of their unions. But so many unions disappeared over the last 20, 25 years. And it's the reason, it's one of the main reasons why the standards of living in this country has dissipated. Can you imagine, man, you know, working all year, KJ, and not getting a vacation? Can you imagine working all year and not getting cost of living raises? Can you imagine working all year and not having access to pensions? That's what people who don't have unions, that's what they deal with, man.
Well, we just got a new 3-year contract June 1st, and we agreed to wage increases that were less than the inflation rate. So I can certainly understand, you know, people, even with a union, doesn't mean that you're guaranteed. But certainly with a union, we got better than we would have gotten without it. And also, there's a big difference between the trade unions and other unions. In a factory like you worked at A.L. Smith, the company can always threaten to move the job to Mexico or to China or someplace.
In which they did. Right.
In a lot of cases, they did. And that's the big reason why the factory unions went down. But in the trade union, if they're building the Pfizer 4 and the Bucks Arena downtown, that's where they're building it. They can't threaten to move that to China or Mexico. If they're building a power plant here to power Wisconsin, it has to be built in Wisconsin. They can't threaten to move it over to, you know, some other country. So the trade union have a built-in advantage over a lot of other unions.
No question.
They can never come to us and threaten to move our
KJ, the work somewhere else. The point that I've been trying to make here is that the reason the middle class has suffered is because they've kind of destroyed unions. And so at the root of it is the fact that they've destroyed unions. Man, I wish I had more time, but I'll see you on Monday at Labor Fest. Come see me when I'm broadcasting. Hey, Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning. Quickly.
Good morning, Earl. How are you doing?
All right, quickly. We're running out of time.
I do agree. Unions do have benefits, and there's disadvantages.
What's the disadvantage of being in the union?
It protects the lazy workers.
Man, that's... Oh, man. All of the benefits that the unions offer, you want to bring up that it protects the lazy worker.
Yes, it does.
So you sure you didn't work at A.L. Smith with me in my latter years? Because that was a crazy thought that guys were saying who would come into the unions and say, well, I don't need the union. It protects lazy guys.
Earl, this generation did not work like you guys worked. You guys work 10 times as hard as this generation does now.
Yeah, we worked hard. Yeah. We worked hard. I'm not saying that they don't work hard today either. I wish I had more time, man. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. Man, I don't know what happens to the time. It just flies away. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media